Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Judy Dollison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Cloudy skies and some showers throughout the day and this evening. Then tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. Today is going to feel downright balmy, almost 60 degrees, and then 36 this evening and 47 tomorrow. But not too bad as far as the temperature goes, but a little bit of clouds and rain over the next 24 hours, so just be prepared for that. There was a lot of fog this morning when I came in. Joel, you were like, didn't see much. Boy, I was driving in from Pataskala. It was everywhere. So, I mean, it was bad.
I can only see what I can see, David.
Put the lights on and pray and look for the deer. Make sure they don't hit you. Okay, Judy, we were in here just joking about, you know, Christmas and getting everything ready, and where there's a lot going on, and we're going to talk about with the Better Business Bureau. But you said you were out and about shopping yesterday and a little bit crowded.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit more than I like, I got to be honest.
Well, you should have pulled the Riley and just kind of sat in the comfort of your recliner and did the online thing.
I typically do that. There are a few things I was trying to get at the store, but I didn't do too well.
Is that because shall we say, the tone of the other shoppers put you off?
Oh, I think just a little bit. Okay. Everybody was pretty, you know, in their own
people get in their own bubble and just motivating. I mean, you smile and say Merry Christmas and you get more right? humbugs going by.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were just kind of focused. So, yeah.
Focus might be the key word.
Yeah. I think I was too, actually.
They were probably talking about you. Like, that lady never smiles. She's been here all day. I've not seen her smile one bit. Yeah. But it does, you know, that's one of the beauties of having you folks with the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau, because this is, again, folks are out, they're spending their money, they're buying online, they're going into stores, and there's so much to remember with receipts and all these kind of different things. Right. What do you see as the holidays are here that are some of the biggest issues that folks need to be aware of as we go through this time of the year?
There really are so many, because like we always say, when something's, you know, trending or popular or seasonal, that's scammers are going to take advantage of that. So there's a lot of ways to take advantage of the holidays. We see a lot of fake texts this time of year that are either telling you that your package is not arriving because there's a problem, or we see porch pirates stealing packages off of porches. Online shopping is always an issue. You know, it's usually in the top one to two of the most reported scams to the BBB scam tracker. So, you know, there's so many different ways to take advantage of online shopping, whether it's impersonating websites from, you know, legitimate sellers, to just, you know, a company creating a website, then they're not really selling anything except just capturing your information.
Selling misery.
Yeah, we see a lot of that. So just there's so many ways that we see scammers taking advantage. You know, the holidays are just another angle that they can take.
What's the fake? And I have some notes here that I wanted to go over. And the first one that jumped out, there was two of them that jumped out at me. But the fake delivery text, it just seems like more and more of these are just getting people. And look, they look pretty darn real when they come to your email or your phone.
Yeah, you know, long gone are the days where scammers are like typos and, you know, bad English and all those things that, you know, used to say, well, just look for those, you know, obvious signs that something's a scam. Those are gone. They are very good at that anymore. They know how to make it look very real. So they are phishing. They are sending texts to all of us saying, you know, there's a problem with your package. It's just a phishing scam. They don't know anything about your packages. And so, you know, they're just expecting people to fall for that. And they're expecting, you know, you to follow that link on that text. And that link is going to take you to a website that is asking for information about, you know, your address or your credit card number, or, you know, they're going to install malware on your computer. So there's just a lot of different harmful ways. It can be they're just going for the cash, or they're going for identity theft, or they're, you know, installing some kind of malware. So lots of bad things are happening with that.
Is that kind of thing, is that triggered by an actual order? Or is it just, they just put blank, they just got, hey, we got these new emails, we're just going to put something out and hope something is.
It can be both. If you are shopping on a scam website, then they can double down on that scam, right? And send you a text, because now they know your information and they're going to text you and try to get, you know, more of your money or more of your information. A lot of times it's phishing, though, because they know we're all out there. And if they know, that's why we say whenever you get, you know, a text that you're not familiar with, don't click on it, because that's how they confirm that they are, you are a real phone number, that there's a real person attached to that phone number, and they can use that for phishing, right? So they don't necessarily know that you've purchased something, but usually it's pretty generic. You know, they don't say your Amazon package has a delivery. They can sometimes, because they know a lot of us are shopping Amazon, but it's usually just very generic that you have a problem with your package. Sometimes they'll even impersonate the United States Post Office or UPS. But that's why when you see those, don't follow that link. Pick up the phone, or you know, get on it, the website of the UPS, or you know, call a legitimate number that you know is really from that delivery service, and talk to them directly. Don't follow those links. Sometimes it's even a phone call or a text or an email, whatever form that comes. If it's unsolicited and generic, you know, it's best to go directly to the source.
Well, you see sometimes too with these scams, they're like, here, you can track your item that you've bought. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, okay, let me see where it's at. And then you're done. And then they've got you, right? So that's, I know that's one of the things that they're doing is to get, oh, here, we'll track where you can see where, because most places will tell you can look now, here, it's been delivered here and here.
Right.
If you hit that, you could be in trouble.
Yeah. And so the key to that is, if that's not a bad thing to do if you're on your legitimate website of where you're purchasing the product, because that will help you with porch pirates.
Yep.
So you can follow that package, you know when it's going to arrive, and you can make arrangements to, you know, not have your package sitting there all day. But if it's a unsolicited one or something that comes from another, like a third party source, those are going to happen what you just described. Mm-hmm. You're going to follow, put your information in to track your package that really is an impersonation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, porch pirates. Now, these guys are laughing at me here, because I would almost guarantee you that every day, 2 to 3 packages come here. I didn't buy them. The wife bought
them. They were coming in on Saturday. I didn't even know they delivered on Saturday.
No.
They're here. You got 2 different delivery services.
And look, I got nothing to do with this. This is the wife doing this. But what I'm getting at is a number of years ago, I asked the boss. I said, hey, look, we had stuff stolen off our porch. So I'm not going to do this again. Mm-hmm. I said, do you mind if we have stuff delivered here?
Right.
Thankfully, he said, sure, go ahead. Now, I don't think he expected to be going up and down the steps every 5 minutes. But, I mean, that was our solution to this.
Yeah.
Some folks don't have that.
Right,
that they can
do.
So what do they
do? Yeah, so tracking packages, again, if you're tracking it from the source where you purchased, is always a good idea, because that gives you the knowledge to make arrangements, right? But there's a lot of options anymore. So if you have a trusted friend or neighbor that you can, you know, ask to watch for your packages, sometimes your employer will let you do that. So you can ship to somewhere that you know is, you know, has people present all day. But there's also, the retailers have taken a lot of steps to help with this. So Amazon has garage delivery. You can give the driver a unique code to get, you know, punch into your garage, and they can put it in your garage for you. A lot of retailers that have physical locations as well, brick and mortar stores, you can have that package shipped to the store instead of to your home. A little less convenient, but if you're worried about, you know, porch pirates, it's definitely an option. But there's also, you know, if you can, there's lockers some of the retailers have in neighborhoods that you can sign up for a locker delivery. So you really want to just be sure that you are aware of the options that the retailer is providing, and really make arrangements based on that information and follow those packages. If you know, you know, it's coming at 4 o'clock on Monday, maybe you can, you know, leave work just a little bit early and make sure you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So explore the options with the retailer and know what you can, what methods you can take.
And I know too, because I deal with the law enforcement in the community. Well, I'll tell you what, these Ring devices.
Right.
Make sure the batteries are there, and because
yes.
I mean, it's amazing how many times they'll catch them on the Ring, and they'll be able to go get these. Now, it doesn't happen all the time.
I mean,
thieves are always one step ahead.
Right.
But that seems to be, if you want to get something for Christmas for somebody, that'd be a good gift to get
it.
It
is.
And
absolutely.
Install the thing, because my son did it for us.
Right.
And I'm like,
okay,
I can see what's at my front porch.
Yeah. And if you do have a package, you know, taken, you can use that to give to the police.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the porch pirate, I can't imagine the amount of money lost on that, Judy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're seeing some reports, very aggressive ones, that they literally follow, you know, the delivery truck, and then they pull in, and as the delivery driver is walking away, they are on the porch. So it can be very aggressive. So it really is worth the time to explore what options you have.
Mm. That is just unreal. Before we take a break, one other one I want to hit is the gift cards.
Yes.
And again, a lot of people, first off, know what the gift card itself. It might not be a scam, but you know, you have to spend, you can buy it, you got to use it certain certain times. But gift cards can be an issue for folks as well.
They can. And you purchase a gift card in a retail store and you think of, you know, it's a legitimate retailer and there's no problem with this. But scammers can go in and either record the number, scratch off the PIN, and have the be able to take all of the funds off of that card before you know, use it. Or sometimes they can scan it and like divert the funds to their gift card instead of to the gift card you're purchasing. So really, when you're buying at a retail store, you really need to make sure that that card is pristine, right? If the packaging looks at all tampered with, if the PIN for sure has been scratched off, don't buy that card. Just buy a different card. So really look at that card before you purchase it. An option also is to buy online. And if you go online, again, there are people out there with fake, you know, social media ads about gift cards. And it may be to a legitimate retailer, but it's not that social media ad isn't going to that retailer. It's going to an impersonation website that looks like you're purchasing from that retailer and you're not. So if you're buying online, type that URL directly to the retailer that you want to buy the card from. Don't follow an ad maybe on social media or, you know, an email that you get.
So if I report one of those bad actor, bad email or websites.
Yeah.
What recourse do I have? I mean, you know, do these get reported to police? Are the scammers constantly changing their websites? I mean, it seems like if you've got a static website, should be able to narrow down where it's coming from and bust them.
Right. And, you know, the Federal Trade Commission is also very active with scams. So BBB is a great place to report it, and we help educate people on it. The Federal Trade Commission collects that data. They take action upon it. So a great source. They also have a great website that will help you kind of walk through who to best report situations to based on the type of information you may have compromised. So if it's your credit card that you compromise versus, you know, maybe you gave them much more information than that and it's you're into the identity theft area. So Federal Trade Commission is a really good website to help you understand what you should do, as well as they are great for kind of consolidating that information and trying to take action on it.
Cool.
Yeah. So again, go to BBB.org, go to the scam tracker. I know that we'll talk about that in the next segment, but there are ways to protect yourself. When we come back, we're going to talk about, see, here was one I did not know about, Secret Santa scam. So I'm going to talk about that coming up next. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Judy Dolison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau.
Spreading the cheer.
I'm telling you.
Spreading the Merry Christmas cheer.
Right?
We're in here on the break talking about my stuff been stolen. Now, Judy's talking about the delivery driver coming up, trying to keep stuff from people seeing on the back deck, and you guys going, who's at our back deck? But, I mean, it's sad you got to talk about this stuff. And, again, you know, everything, it's not new. I mean, again, I worked retail. You did shoplifters on different. It's just changed.
It is, yeah.
It's just changed how the bad guys are trying to get ahead, even at the holiday time. So it's just a weird thing. 9:18 on your Monday morning, cloudy skies and showers throughout the day today. High right around 58. Okay, before we went to the break, I brought up the Secret Santa scams. Now, this is one, Judy, usually I'm pretty prepared when you guys come in here, and I know kind of no clue what this is all about. Tell us a little bit about this.
So it's like a pyramid scheme. Okay, so we've all had those where, you know, someone says, you give something away, and, you know, the next person will give it away, and you'll start getting it back, right? So in this, it's usually based on, you know, Christmas. So it's Secret Santa, or it can even be Secret Pet, or, you know, there's different takes on it. Sometimes it's a bottle of wine. You're sharing, you buy a bottle of wine to give to someone on the list, and that person buys a bottle of wine for the next person on the list, and you're supposed to get, buy one bottle and get back like 36 bottles, right? So how does that work, right? How, you know, the logic of that isn't really sound, but it really requires, you know, there is some success with that, as long as it's, you're recruiting new people, and then people buy and, you know, add more to the list. So the problem is they don't tend to stay together, right? Eventually it falls apart. If I buy one and I'm expected to, you know, add 10, I'm not going to do it. So mm-hmm. the list falls apart. And so many people who buy a bottle of wine, for example, expecting to get 10 more, won't get them. But in fact, pyramid schemes are illegal. So most of this that you see is really not legal to do. At best case, you're not getting what you think you're going to get. At worst case, the whole thing was set up by a scammer. They're trying to get personal information about you. It could be something like a credit card number. It also may just be enough information about you that they're going to use it for a future scam where they want to sound like they really know you. And we see that a lot with social media. So someone will get just enough information to do to pretend like they're your friend later. And they'll say, you know, hey, I got this great investment and I'm your friend and I'm looking out for you. And you think it's your friend that's really reaching out to you. So there's so much that can happen, you know, like it's like a domino effect of what can happen when you give this information away. So just the fact that it's illegal is wrong, but know that there's a lot that, you know, damage that can be done, and it may happen 6 months from now and you don't even know it.
Wow. It's that old, you know, sounds too good to be true.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of times that's what sets you off on a scam.
Right.
But again, it's the lure of that. And hey, I got a buddy and he said it worked and so on and so on.
Exactly. And sometimes it can work for a short period of time. You can get some gifts back, but it's not worth, you still may have, even if it does work, you still may have compromised your information. Mm-hmm. So it's really not worth taking that chance.
You're doing something illegal.
And it's illegal, right?
Don't forget that little caveat.
Just a little thing there.
Maybe the popo's watching. So.
Or that, or they're involved in it trying to get you.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that could be too.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny. You'd almost want to get, you don't want to ever get scammed. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I've told my boys this. You almost want to lose money instead of your personal information.
Right, right.
I mean, Judy, if they get this stuff,
yes.
I mean, that thing can perpetuate. I mean, if they get your money, feel bad. I mean, but there's ways you can kind of snip it in the bud.
Right.
They get
right.
your personal information. Yeah. It's game on.
It is. And, you know, you might not know that again for, you know, 6 months or a year. There could be a lot of damage being done in the meantime, that you, you know, accounts being opened in your name, credit cards being open, loans. You don't know what all is out there until one day you go to, you know, take out a loan yourself and they're like, well, your credit score is terrible because you've taken out all these other loans and haven't paid them back. So it's usually very time consuming to rectify and has done a lot of damage before you even know it.
Yeah, the money, again, like I said, I know we've had our bank account hacked and we've lost, not a substantial, but it doesn't matter for somebody that may be substantial.
Right.
It hurts, but boy, that personal information.
Yeah.
I mean, social security numbers, baby stuff, right. opening them and kids right. and all this, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, and to get that untangled,
yes,
good luck.
Very, very, very challenging.
Yeah.
And kids, I mean, a lot of people don't think to check the credit reports of their children because scammers really like to get children's social security numbers because, you know, you're not looking at your children's, you're not expecting anything to be against their credit. So you go about, you know, your day and your 16-year-old gets ready to, you know, drive and take out a credit card and there's already debt on their name.
Brutal. It is bad. All right, so we've got the Christmas, we've got that kind of out of the way, and then you turn the page, you get into New Year's, and obviously, you know, hey, quit smoking, get in shape, we all know the New Year's resolutions, but you got to watch out for these as well, because people know that, and they're sitting there waiting on you.
Right. Yeah, and we see it, you know, all it can happen any time of year again, but you see it a lot at New Year's because people are kind of conscious and setting New Year's resolutions about getting in shape and their weight. So we also see this a lot with celebrity endorsements. You will see a social media ad from a well-known celebrity saying, you know, here's this great weight loss supplement or this great, you know, way to lose weight through an exercise program. And they are usually offering, you know, a free trial. So you sign up for it and then you don't, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to pay, supposedly. And usually they're promising really great results, you know, with very little effort. So too good to be true again. So, you know, there's before and after pictures that, oh my gosh, you know, in 2 months, this person went, you know, lost 50 pounds and they didn't even have to do anything. They just took a pill. So, you know, it's all a scam. They are trying to lock you in. So those free trial offers are, you know, usually they lock you into a subscription that you don't know it because it's very small print and, you know, it's buried in the website somewhere. And they're very difficult to get out of because when you go to cancel it, when you see that your credit card's been charged, you can't find where to cancel. They bury so deep where to cancel and make it very challenging to get out of it that you find yourself with this reoccurring payment, and you've realized the product isn't what it, you know, professed to be, and you're stuck.
Mm. If I find that, you know, I mean, because I know there are products on the scene now that they can go in and ferret out ones that you're not using and cancel them. Mm-hmm. But can I just cancel that credit card and open a new credit card? Does that effectively do it?
You can. Yes, okay. That does do it. And it's just a hassle, right? Because you have to, you know, if anything else, you have a reoccurring payment on that card, you have to reset it. So, but that is one way to do it, okay. That you can ensure that, you know, that payment stops.
Gotcha.
What about refunds, returns now going back to Christmas? You know, Joel bought me something that was a small. Doesn't have the receipt. I don't know why he would buy me and it's a small, but he bought me something that's a small.
Not a very good shopper, apparently.
You didn't know your audience, I can tell you. But I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I got a couple weeks to take this back. Yeah. I don't have to worry about this. I'll get my cash back. And, you know, they'll ask for, do you want a gift receipt? A lot of folks will do that. I mean,
right.
What do you tell people, especially this time of the year, yeah, with the gifts and making sure you have all your proper papers?
Right. So when you're purchasing anything, you want to make sure you are aware of the terms, especially if you're giving it as a gift, because you don't want to give something to someone that then they can't take, you know, take it back if they need to. So make sure you save all your receipts. Talk to the retailer about the terms of returning. If they might have a short window that you have to return it by, if there's a warranty, if it's like electronics, you know, a device of some type, you want to know what that warranty information is. If the warranty is through the retailer or the manufacturer, because that may dictate, you know, how that person returns it if they need to. And again, the terms of that warranty information. So save all those receipts, pass those on to the person you're giving the gift to, so that they have the information they need if the gift doesn't work out.
And what about folks who are traveling this time of the year? What tips do you guys have?
Yeah.
You know, buying, you know, tickets to maybe airline or just doing,
right,
you know, hotels, being Airbnbs. People are going all over the place. What, right, tips do you have for folks who are traveling?
We always say, you know, plan early because you want to make sure you're doing your research and getting the best deals out there. And there are scammers out there faking websites for airlines. There's a cancellation scam that's going around. So they know a lot of people are traveling. So they send another phishing text that says your flight's been canceled. Click here to rebook. Mm-hmm. Again, phishing. Your flight wasn't canceled. They're just trying to get you to click on there to rebook it. They're looking for your credit card information. They're looking for your travel information to find out, you know, you're not going to be home, right, that day. So maybe they can go to your house. You know, who knows? There's a lot of nefarious
things.
Yeah,
about that with, yeah, what we've seen.
Yeah, no kidding. Joe Burrow and Patrick,
right,
Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's there's a lot of scams that target the travel industry, even like a TSA pre-check scam, that a link, you know, an ad on social media to you don't want to wait in line. So here, click here to get pre-checked. So plan early, go to those official websites. Don't follow links on social media or texts or emails. Know that there's also like hotel scams out there where you're in your hotel and they're either a menu you know, a lot of hotels have menus for, you know, delivery to the hotel. They can fake those menus, put a menu in there that doesn't even really belong to that restaurant with an address or a QR code that takes you to a fake website again, looking for your credit card information, or the Wi-Fi in a hotel room and in an airport. Wi-Fi, you should never use Wi-Fi in public areas because there's opportunities for hackers to get into that Wi-Fi system. So it's always best to use like a hotspot if you're in a hotel or an airport. So if you have a personal hotspot, use those.
Hmm. As Joel and I like to say, fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
Spreading cheer, spreading cheer.
But you know what? You know, it's never a good time to talk about these things because it happens. But if you don't, I mean, it's amazing how many stories. I mean, here's one of the things that I will say about social media, and it's funny because we're talking about scams and that. But the police departments, if you know, they have their social media websites, and they are quick to say, hey, here's the scam that's going around.
Yes, right.
I mean, because they're trying to get it stopped because a lot of times it has something to do with their office. Oh,
that's right.
York Police or, you know, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
They're just out there.
They are.
It's scary.
And we have great partnerships with a lot of these different consumer protection groups, like the local police departments, the FTC, the FBI. We work with them all the time because so much we are all doing is trying to protect consumers from, you know, these scammers that are out there. And we love partnerships with the media because the best defense is education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being able to do programs like this, honestly, is one way that the BBB can really get our message out there. And it's so critical that consumers are aware.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants to get scammed at any time of the year, but especially now. That's just, it's heartbreaking. Judy, if folks want information on anything we talked about, where's the best place to get it?
You can go to bbb.org or you can call our number. It's 614-484-6336.
Yep. And go right to the source.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the BBB tracker. I've used it for when we've had contractors. I wanna look. No, I mean,
especially when you think about it, when you have people coming in your home, that is critical that you have someone that is reliable and has been vetted through a BBB organization that really looks into backgrounds of companies. And you know, if you're a member of the BBB, you've agreed to our standards, and our standards are based on, you know, honesty and honoring promises and being transparent and protecting privacy and safeguarding, you know, your personal information. So very critical factors that you want when someone's in your home.
Hey, when we first moved down here, we asphalted our driveway. I said, before we hire anybody, go to the BBB because I'm making, because that's a huge scam in the spring. And
it is. You see those signs popping up all over the place where, you want to get on BBB.org. It's so easy. It just, type the name of the business and you'll have a directory with lots of information.
No, you've got a big fan here because that's what we did. I'm like, I'm not taking that chance. Well, Judy, as always, I appreciate you coming in to talk about the, you know, again, it's not anything anybody wants to talk about, but we're trying to help people stay safe with all these scams. So I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Now, do you have family in town? Are you going to be doing all the holiday stuff?
We have a small family, so we're going to just have a nice, quiet Christmas, I think.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family.